to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. The Hanhai Precision Industry Company. You probably have never heard of it, but right now you may be using a product that they have manufactured. It is the 10th largest employer in the world, with 1.2 million employees. It is known as Foxconn. The factories of Foxconn make products for Apple, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, and Sony, among other companies. Where are those factories? In many places, including China. It's widely suspected that there are poor working conditions inside those Chinese factories. An inspection was recently made on three factories that are Apple suppliers. They were inspected by the Fair Labor Association. What was revealed? The legal monthly limit on overtime work was violated by the three factories. In two of the plants of the time period surveyed, more than 70% of the workers surpassed the limits. The survey found that some employees worked 11 consecutive days or more. More than 64% of the workers surveyed indicated that their basic needs were not covered by their salary. It was also found that regulations concerning interns were violated. Interns working night shifts and overtime, which is against regulations. What about health and safety? Workers are mostly alienated from the factory's health and safety committees. Moreover, they didn't have much confidence in the management of those issues. Now, the good news is that Foxconn has said it will change. In particular, that wages will be boosted and working hours will be cut. So is Apple a model for ethical corporate leadership as they pressure one of their major suppliers to improve conditions for their workers? I don't know. But there is reason for skepticism. First of all, Apple just joined the Fair Labor Association in January, and in February, they requested that the group make an inspection of some of their suppliers. One might think that this recent audit was just a little too quick and convenient for Apple. After all, they had bit some bad publicity about them recently. This was related to a dramatic story told on an American radio show about the plight of Foxconn workers in China. Now, that story was later retracted because it was largely fiction. However, that doesn't mean that the working conditions in China's Foxconn plants are acceptable. The Fair Labor Association report confirms that. So, will things really change for the Chinese workers at Foxconn? Or is this report essentially a tactic to preserve Apple's image? Only time will tell. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to my RSS feed. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.